This is a continuation of Miss Daisy's visit on this Thursday morning, the 10th of September, 1970, beginning of Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, this beginning of Channel 2 Right. This is a continuation of Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 10th of September, 1970, and the beginning of Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of September, 1970. The beginning of Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of September, 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of September, 1970.
Clyde said he had him. I threw all of it away but one bottle of tonic and a bottle of aspirin.
Is that right?
And said he told us, and now it's all right for you to take this. It's all right for you to take these. And that's all. And I ain't going to give you a drop. Say, you know what you need? You need to eat, and you don't have no appetite to eat. Say, you know what? All this different kind of medicine you've been taking is been going all through you.
Ruin your stomach.
Mm-hmm. And say, I'm going to get that out of you before I give you a drop. But she seemed to be doing better. She eats better. But she ain't taking her medicine. Mm-hmm. So the last time they cut her there, I think it was 2 weeks more, said he told her, said, now you don't come back until I write you. I'll send you a card when I won't see you again.
Oh.
But he told her to eat. Clyde said she asked him, said, well, do she eat? Any special thing? Won't even say no. Eat anything she wants and as much as she will eat. Said one special thing I want to do. I want to eat plenty of eggs and drink plenty of milk. Say I'm going to do that. And that's all. The other things is she eat as much as she wants. So he ain't wrote them. He hadn't wrote them last week. I said, nah, you're getting on better than you've been in a year. I said, you ain't taking nothing, drinking water. I said, Dora, I told you you was taking too much of medicine. I said, you didn't get through with strains and medicine before you went to daily. And now I'm going to take dailies and medicine right on top of that strain and get you. I said, I told you. I told you was taking too much medicine. It wasn't doing you no good. I said, now the doctor done made you throw it away. If you take any, you have to take that. He ain't going to get you none. Take so much medicine. And if I go to the doctor, if I go to Dr. Strain, I'm going to take all the medicine he give me if it don't make me too sick. But if it makes me too sick, I'm going to quit. I ain't going to take it. And it just keeps making me sick and it ain't giving me no medicine. I ain't going to take that. But I'm going to wait before I see another doctor. Till I think all he is going. He isn't going to take so much medicine. You need to think some things for yourself, Miss Ma.
Yeah.
You can't just do what everybody say do. Now somebody tell you, oh, you go to my doctor and he'll do this and he'll do that. And I feel some of them will look at you. You don't look a bit better to me. As long as you've been gone, you look the same way. If anything, you don't look as good. Bob.
Miss Flora never went to the doctor when you was living over there.
Yeah, all the time. She don't go now?
All the time.
Went all the time.
When you was living over there?
When I was living over there. She'd have to go to the doctor all the time.
What seemed to be the matter with her?
Man.
What seemed
What did she think was wrong?
I don't know what was the matter with her. I didn't try to find her. But, oh, listen. I used to look at Miss Flora and like, sometime I'd go there and she'd be gone. I said, good morning, mate. Good morning. I said, where Miss Flora? She in the house? No, she's gone to the doctor. I said, oh, she's sick? For me, no, she ain't sick. She just thinks she's sick. Dr. Strain just got to look at her. I said, well, let it look. She going out there for him to look at. Now, that's the difference in the two. Now, Walla's wife, I think she have to go to the doctor all the time. Ain't just my star.
No.
She had to go. She been going. Now, Lois, she don't hardly go to no doctor.
She pretty healthy.
Yes, sir. She little, but she's strong. Now, she don't hardly go to no doctor. When she have been to a doctor.
Well, did you tell Miss Flora about it? Did you speak to Miss Flora about all that doctrine?
No, sir. It wasn't my business. I ain't speak to her about nothing. Nothing.
It's bound to come up now and then.
Whenever she tell me, she went to the doctor and the doctor said so and so and so and so and so. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, yeah. I guess he know. That's for as I go.
I bet it wasn't. I bet.
You know, I may talk a lot, but I'm milling nobody's business. You know what you want to do. So do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she always went to the doctor.
Yes, sir. Ever since I know Miss Flora, she's been going to the doctor.
Well, I thought it was just something recent. And she was maybe falling apart, you know.
Well, ever since I know them, that ain't been reasonable. That's been a long time. I know before her first child was born.
That's over 30 years.
Notable. First child was born. I was working right where I was working. And they lived in the old Shelwood house a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Joe was born.
Yeah. Was that an old house then?
Yes, sir. Just across the street.
Even then it was an old house.
Yes, sir, that's an old house. Everything's why they don't paint it.
Raise the taxes.
I said, you ain't one of them folks living in those Shelly Wolf house won't paint it.
I told you. It'll raise the taxes.
Well, I couldn't help it. If I was able, I would paint it. It'd be a pretty house if it was painted.
Well, they got to pay for the paint, and then they got to keep paying for them taxes every year, you see. They'll never go down. The paint will go down.
Mm-hmm.
But the taxes won't go down, and they'll be paying taxes on that paint long after the paint's gone.
Well, don't they have to pay tax on it anyhow?
Yes. But they'll raise the taxes.
If they paint it.
If they paint it. That's right. They've gone no end to that. So you just figure now when you start painting again. And Miss Bessie.
Bessie. She's starting to paint her.
Yes.
She could.
Well, she'll pay for it two ways. That's right. Any improvements? You put a shelf up in your kitchen to say nobody, they'll raise your rent. They'll raise your raise your taxes. And you're supposed to tell them.
Well, you put me more than that. If they know it, they'll come there and see it.
Yeah.
And I know they ain't coming there. They ain't got no business there. But you know, a man told me, Mr. Mott, a long time ago, when I lived over yonder on that tree, he come there and he was talking, saying something about you. He said to me, he said, Daisy, I don't know what's going to become of us after a while. He says, I already got to where you can't boss your own place. Somebody got to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And if they don't tell you, and you go ahead and do it, and don't tell them, you got it to pay for. That's on your own plate. He said, yes, ma'am. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I started to build me a little car shed. He wanted to build him a shed from his car house up to his kitchen steps. So if it was raining, he'd get to his car dry. That's what he said. He started that thing. He got it about half fixed. And come a man out there to look at it. And said, this man said to him, said, well, what is you doing? Say, he said, I just thought I'd fix me a shelter where I could walk to my car dry if it was raining. So he asked me, said, did you get a permit to do that? Or did anybody tell you to do it? Said, he told him, no, I didn't thought nobody had to tell me. He said, this man told him that you didn't try to find out. Said, I'll tell you what. You take all that down, what you got up there, and get a permit to put your shelter there. And then you'll be in the cliff. So he said to him, Tad, now. So that's what I meant. And he said he had to tad every bit down. He said about half to throw it on the ground and went. And got a permit, he said. When I went and got the permit, so I told the man to come on out there because I didn't want no more trouble. So I heard him, so I asked him, well, now how wide can I build it? And how far can I build it? So I'm asking you because I don't want no more trouble out of y'all. He said he felt like killing him, but he had it to do. I said, no, sir, I didn't know that. Can't be him. Got somebody else boss in your place.
Yeah.
Telling you what to do, and you got to pay him for it.
Yeah. Now, they haven't got so they do that out in the country much. But if you live in town, in Gainesville, there, and it's got so I think even in these little country towns like Hawthorne,
did it be on down here directly? That was in Gainesville. This man, he lived in Gainesville.
Yeah. Well, now you see that old three-car garage out there, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a shed. It cost me $125 to put that up. And most of the cost was the roofing tin.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, you see.
That's right.
And that roofing tin comes high. Mm-hmm. And I got that old lumber, and it doesn't match. It's mm-hmm. just some old scraps that I picked up here and there. And those poles are all short. I didn't have to get big poles because, you see, I didn't make it heavy.
That's right.
I don't have rafters out there.
Uh-huh.
I just got the plates.
That's right.
I just put a series of plates across there.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it sometimes, see.
Mm-hmm.
I cut out a good part of the
That's right.
framing, you see. And it cost me $125. Well, you see, I don't know anywhere in the city limits
That's right.
where they would tolerate anything that looks like that. Well, it's not too pretty out here. I could...
Yeah, but it's nice out here.
I could fix it up a little
and
bit.
And you like it. It looks good enough for you.
Yeah, it's just what I need. Yeah.
Did you see Miss Ball the other day when she was up here?
Why, no.
When was she here? Must have been Saturday morning. Saturday morning, Friday morning, morning. She drove up there and rode. And she got out and come there, stepped out there on the porch. She said, good morning. I said, good morning. She said, I'm looking for James. So which one of these houses he live in? I said, he live in there and there. She says, start on. I said, well, is this Miss Ball? She said, yeah, this is her. She said, how you been getting along? I said, all right. I said, how you getting along? She said, I'm getting along fine. She done got heat starter.
Yeah,
and then she woke. So she went on down there to see James. And she said, that's something to me, but I know. I said, me and Bessie was talking about you the other day. I asked her when had she seen you. She says, it's been a good while. I said, is Bessie home? I said, yes. And she home. She said, well, I must stop and see. She stayed up there with Bessie. Good for her. Why do she stay?
She has moved. She was down this side of Ocala, you know, at that little, don't you know, she had a trailer parked in there and she had a little restaurant in the middle.
Mm.
But it was for people going through. And she had to give that up.
Mm.
And she got a place over towards over there where they go hunting, over there in the forest.
Mm.
Over past Ocala. And I don't know exactly what it is,
mm.
but she got a place over in there. And
in the swamp.
Yes. In the woods. And it's nice and quiet, and I don't know who told me about that. And she's been over there some time.
Oh.
I'd like to see her. Miss Bessie got her house up out there, that
I told her the other day, I said, well, you got a nice shed there. I said, man, you can sit under it. I said, I don't think it's no more birthday day party soon. I hope not. She said, no.
Well, now I wasn't down there. We were making hay or something when she had the party. I don't know. We were busy doing something.
Had a lot of company.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sailed lots of. Then she didn't have. She couldn't get all she wanted. All she invited. She wanted more. I told her that. I said, well, you have enough. It was too much going on. See, it was some old folks live up to Kirkwood. It's an old lady lives up there. She's blind. She can't see a wink, but she had a woman stay with her. But she asked this woman that takes care of her to bring her down. She didn't bring her.
Oh, didn't she?
Well, she asked Minnie to bring her mother over here, Dora. They didn't bring her. She wouldn't come. Well, my granddaughter couldn't come because she didn't have no convenience. She ain't got no car.
Well, how's she gonna get along without a car?
Tell my granddaughter. Well, she's doing very well now, Miss Marla, since she started back work. Now her mother letting her keep her car.
Oh, yeah.
And James, he take Doris to work in the morning sometimes. And Samuel, he go pick her up.
Yeah.
Sometimes she rides with a woman from Baltimore. Maybe. So, I tell him, well, things will come right after a while. It take time.
I don't guess Miss Bessie let that goose come to her party at this evening.
Didn't know what?
I don't guess Miss Bessie let that goose come to her party.
I don't know. No, she fastened the boy up.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
No, she fastened him up.
Yeah. Why, he'd have had so much, he'd been so excited, he wouldn't know what to do.
He wouldn't know what to do with himself.
He'd just go around and visit with everybody, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. But I think he's gotten kind of mad with me. I used to leave water out there in the tub, you know. I left it there to use from time to time. But he'd get in it, and it wasn't fit to use after he got through using it. And then he'd just keep it so messed up around there, so I got to where I posed the water out. Turned the tub bottom up. He'd go over there and look a little while, and he'd go on back home. He don't stay there with me.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, I don't either. But I reckon he blamed me.
No, that's no way to treat a goose, is it?
No. I said, now, he got a plenty of sense. He was coming over here for his own convenience. I said, nah, he ain't got nowhere to play. He stay home.
Well, I see him over there all the time. Every time I pass,
mm-hmm.
He's over there under your tree.
Yeah, he comes over there.
He hadn't quit.
But he don't stay. He comes over there to see if it's better. He see it ain't no better, he goes on back home.
Well, doesn't Miss Bessie keep him a tub of water out there?
Yes, yeah, she says she keeps a tub full of water out there. I said, but it ain't on no tree like mine. I said, I think he likes this tree.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he likes to go visiting.
Oh, yeah, he likes to visit. He visits me now, but he don't stay long.
Did J.R. ever get over there in time to help with the party?
Help with the party?
Getting ready for the party?
I don't think he did. she meant for him to stack that wood up there.
Yes.
But gee, I know, come to that hole.
He just had too much sense.
Yes, he did. He didn't come there that whole week. But I think he's been every day this week. I think he comes every evening.
Well, if I was Miss Bessie, I'd go out there and let him stack that wood.
You wait till she think about it.
And then when he went home, I'd go out.
You know, he stacked all that other up there by that scrubbery.
Yeah.
By himself. He stacked all that, and I'm wondering where she gonna put this on top of that. But she was aiming for him to fix it, but he didn't fix it.
Well, he knew somebody was waiting for him.
Sure he did.
He got plenty of sense.
Yes, J.R. has got sense. And then, you know, some of that wood's heavy.
Yeah.
But whenever she think about it, and he there, she having to put it up there. If she can. One day, she was aimed, she told him she wanted to stack that wood up there. And J.R. eat his supper. No, I don't think he eat none. And she know anything J.R. was gone. And she ain't seen J.R. no more till this week, till Monday.
He went off and left his supper?
I think he did. I think while she was fixing it, she told him what to do. You see, he be working while she be fixing his supper. But he didn't work this time.
Miss Daisy, when you knew Miss Guthrie, did she laugh?
Who that?
Miss Guthrie.
She's always been just as happy as she is now.
Yeah. Always.
And she looked like she's happy all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I like to be with her. She wasn't selfish. She was just friendly. She was just happy.
Yeah.
And anything will make her laugh.
Yeah. She'll be cussing somebody out, and first thing you know, she'll stop and laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear her do that?
Yeah, plenty of times. Plenty of times.
So she tells you what she says to somebody, so you don't know whether she said that or not.
That's
true. You're pretty sure she didn't.
When has she been? She been back since the other day?
No, haven't seen her since we saw you. No. I went by there one day. I wanted to see her a minute, but they'd gone out somewhere, and I didn't have time to wait. She wears them old clothes around the house. It's split up and down the back.
Yeah. But it's different when she come out.
Yes. Now, you know that's the way when you go to work. When you go to work, it's a little different. But when you stay at home, I remember that very well. And when you're busy, when you're doing something, it seemed like you never want to put on clean, good clothes.
No.
Clean clothes.
You just want to be clean.
You just want to put on some old something that it won't hurt it if it gets dirty. It's already dirty.
Yeah. And then if it gets dirty, don't take much to wash it.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. But now if you go over to somebody else's house and things
you
like that,
change your clothes.
You can't quite do that.
She probably never did pay too much attention to the way she dressed when she was working around. She just was comfortable.
That's right. is just working.
But when you were at Miss Flora's and she wanted to talk, you had to stop working.
Yes.
Yes. I talk with her. Sometimes I'd tell her. I said, well, you better let me go to work. Don't I ain't gonna get it done. She would laugh.
Miss Daisy, did, where did Miss Lois learn to get that green thumb? She plants pretty good, don't she?
Yes, she plants and he plants. Got the fair, since she been working, you see, he most do the plant.
Yeah.
And the working.
Well, now, you're the only one around in this whole neighborhood that plants and it'll live.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one that she
Well, I
from?
Got my land up there. I watch her. And then she'd give me a plant, nine then. I'd get home and plant mine, just like she planted her.
Oh.
So just like he planted. Or if he gave me a plant, he would tell me, now this you plant it such and such a way. Dig your hole such and such a way.
Oh.
So I'd do just that, and I've had pretty good luck.
I thought maybe it was the other way around. You kind of showed them.
Mm-hmm. I helped. Me and her used to do lots of work around there. Lots of planting and digging and going on out there. But after she went to school and then he had days off, well, he do it. No, he takes care of it.
Yeah.
Me and her don't do nothing in the yard and her.
How long has she been going to school? That's...
Oh, I don't know.
Good while?
For why? She been teaching... Well, see, she was teaching school when they married.
Yeah.
Over, I think, at Palatka or somewhere. But after she married, she quit a long time.
Yeah.
You know, she like me, you, and anybody else. I want what I want, and if I can't get that, I'll do without a while. So she liked to teach different grades,
mm-hmm.
but she couldn't get what she liked, so she was just home, attending meetings and traveling and going around.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes to teach. She loves to teach school.
She loves to.
Yes, but it don't. They ain't started no school yet. I don't think.
You know, I always tempted to tell other people how to behave. But if I was in that shape, I don't think I'd leave the place.
Leave what place?
Oh, it's pretty there, you see. She can plant and do anything she wants to around there. And if
mm-hmm.
she goes,
mm-hmm.
takes
yep.
it off to teaching school somewhere.
That's right. But she said this. She said she's raised working. She's done something
yeah.
all her life. She don't know nothing about farm work or nothing.
Yeah.
But she when she come out of school, she had some kind of job or something around the house. They would work there. Well, when she got up, as she could teach school, she went to teaching school. She'd tell me about how they used to have to walk to school. She said there was no buses to ride them then. I said, no. She said, I walk 2 miles every day. And sometimes it looked like I would freeze, but I didn't freeze. I said, no. So she likes it, yeah. And when she home, She working. She doing something all the time.
Yeah.
She ain't doing much outdoors. But she reading books or fixing something about books or doing something all the time.
But she don't do much outdoors now.
No, sir. She don't do much outdoors work.
I'd rather do it outdoors than indoors.
I had too. But she said she has. She said it takes all her time to try to keep up with her schoolwork.
Oh, yeah.
And try to keep it straight. She said, I'd much rather be outdoors. I said, well, when you start teaching school, you know you couldn't work outdoors in the house too. I said, so you have to stay in the house. Let him work.
Yeah. So he has all the fun.
Yes.
And she, well,
but if she get a chance, she work there. And when she go out there, she forgets where she's at. She don't know when to come back in the house.
Yeah. What all does she do outside now?
What does she do outside? Yeah. If it's some trees she won't trim, she got one of these little pruning saws. She'll trim them, saw it up as far as she can reach.
Yeah.
Sometime she go up on that step ladder, saw it.
Yeah.
If it's a little tree and she want it down, she'll saw it down.
She will.
Yeah. Well, as I tell her, I said, you sure likes hard work. I said, why don't you let Frank come do it? She said, no need of getting Frank when I can do it myself. I said, right you are. See, sometime I hold it loud, huh? Why she go up there and so? I let her set it. I said, now I'm going to hold it right where you got it. Hope you don't fall.
Well, somebody ought to hold a ladder if anybody's up there.
I hold the ladder first. That's
well,
what I do.
Like that.
Hold the ladder. Yeah. I said, now I'm going to hold it where you sought it. Sometimes she go out there and sew, and she come in, her head just as full of sawdust, and it's all down her back. She don't care.
Yeah. Now, Miss Flora don't work outdoors?
No, sir.
She never did. She has a few flowers, but I bet she never
did. She has a few flowers, but she didn't never work out there. She never worked outdoors, as I know.
Mm-hmm.
She may go out there and hit a lick or two or something, but I'm talking about work.
Yeah.
She ain't worked out. Oh, she wants some work done around her yard. Some of the hands off the farm come do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Miss Lois the only one around there that does the work outdoors?
Yes, the only one I know. I don't think Nancy does anything at all.
Miss Agnes never did?
Never did. Well, she's right that she ain't never been strong enough. Since I know her, she's sick all the time. But she was. And she been sick ever since I know.
Yeah.
Not in the bed, but just disabled.
Complaining.
Sometime up and sometime down.
Now, Ms. Johnson likes to work in the yard.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, it's Ms. Johnson.
I think she's doing all right, from what I hear.
But is she the only one?
Ms.
Johnson?
Ms. Johnson will work. So I seen her out there hoeing and cleaning up her yard. She out there raking.
Miss Iris
McCrae. Well, I ain't never seen her do much work. I ain't never known her to do much work.
Yeah. Well, now, who were those people who used to live right there next to, you know, where the Glistons are now? The old family.
Live next to who?
Live there where the Glistons live.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. The man and his wife. He farmed around.
I don't know.
In the little house next to Miss PK's house, the little white house.
Oh.
Who lives there?
I don't know them.
Oh, you didn't. I know.
Yes, you do too.
That's you're talking about in Mr. Brumbling's house.
Yes.
Yes. The one before him.
Before Mr. Brumbling?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Bradley.
Yes.
Now, does she work outdoors?
Ms. Bradley. Yes, sir. Ms. Bradley would work anywhere. On the farm, in the yard, anywhere.
Yeah.
Ms. Bradley was almost a man. She'd follow him around in their cars. They used to have cars back over there. He could, him and her would go over there, see about them cars, work around there, work there in that yard. Miss Bradley done her own washing. Honey, her house clean. She never had a maid. And her health got bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Bradley, he didn't care nothing about what black folks at all.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Well, he done his own work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he didn't hire anybody to help him?
Not that I knew of. Him and her done it.
Just the two of them.
All right, when his health failed, I think he either come over here to get Bessie or Mag one. One of them went over there. They told me they went there that morning. And he told them what he wanted to do. And so he said this. See, I never thought I would ever come to this point to have to ask a nigger to help me.
Is that right?
I said, well. I said, but he asked you. I said, a heap of points he'll get there if he don't mind. He didn't know he was going to get there.
Yeah.
Before he go. But you know, if it would have been me, I don't think I'd have worried that day. Because you know what? I'd have felt like he wasn't satisfied at it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do nothing for you, and you ain't satisfied, Eddie.
Well, why was he so critical? He felt like nobody could do it the way he could.
I don't know what was wrong with him. He didn't have nothing for the church. Sick, no cost.
Yeah.
His money, what money he had, you tell me, I ain't never asked him for nothing. He had it for him and his wife. And he didn't feel like he had no more than it would take for him and his wife to live on.
Yeah.
But you see, after he got to where he couldn't farm and he couldn't see after his cows and things, then he sold it. But I don't know how he sold it or what he got for it now. But I know now he must have sold it to the Richardsons, because I see they got cattle on his land. He was going all back there. Mr. Jesse Walker's place. Oh, that used to be Bradley's.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
So he'd been here a good long time then.
Yes, sir. He had a big place out here, running around as it just ran. He had a big place back here.
Oh, did he?
Yes. You know, there where Mr. Francis McCray lived, that used to be Bradley's.
I didn't know that.
He had a plenty. And he would raise hogs. He'd kill hogs. I went over there one day. Now, he would do all the harm. He would do all the pain. He got me to go there to help her with hogs one time. But he was mighty nice to me. He said, me and her was out in the backyard working with the meat and stuff. When I finished, he paid me. And I walked home. Okay. So that was my first in life.
But
didn't
you
nobody fool with him much.
Oh, really?
He was too selfish. But they folks loved his wife. But they couldn't visit her or couldn't have her visit them. You know, on account of him, he always had something for her to do and something like that.
Well,
Mr. Bradley was mean.
Hard to live with.
And everybody knowed it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't care the dead.
Well, I had sort of pictured him as you know, a lot of them farmers then got cranky notions, Miss Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about the Clarks up there, but they didn't act like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Jackson, because he was older when you were there, he didn't act like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Guthrie did. Mr. Guthrie didn't act like that.
Oh,
huh?
I don't know.
But some of them did.
Yeah.
Well, just in and out.
You
can
sit down there and quit.
So that I could, you know, see that you were.
Miss Daisy, you know what now? Since we've been talking a little bit up here, Faye, we gotta, Miss Daisy gotta go home. We gotta go on in. We could take her on in with us.
Yes, I'll tell you what, I'll go dress while you talk a little bit and then. Then we can just take her back.
We just take Miss Daisy.
You sit right here.
I said we'd take her to town with us.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir. I can't go to town.
Miss Daisy, you had just you know the way we've been talking around here. You had more fun when you was living up there on the junction.
Junction? Oh yes, I had plenty of fun up there.
Than any other thing you have ever talked about.
Yes, sir. So I liked up there till I come. From there down here and got under that old magnolia tree, and I love that place.
Yes, but you didn't have fun like you had back up there.
Oh, no, I didn't. You know, there was so much thing. Now, when we come here, you could fish all you wanted to.
Yes.
Up there. You could kill all the game you wanted to up there. When we lived up there. hunt all you want to.
Yeah.
Up there.
And that place right across the road from me was full of alligators.
Yes, sir. So, I liked up there. But you got to wear, you got to have a permit to fish, or license to fish, license to hunt, and all that kind of stuff.
But now, you see, you and Miss Dora would light out to you. Work all day and knock off and get a bite to eat.
Yes, right.
And put your shoes in a sack and light out for
to the church.
The church.
And go and where and with. Oh, yes, I had lots of fun up there.
And then you'd have all that cane grinding over
That's
there?
Right. That's right. And I loved it, the juice. You know where to grind the cane. Yes. You just strain it out. And you'd have a cup and drink all we wanted.
Yes.
Before we got it on the cook.
Yes. I never developed a taste for this cane juice, because we didn't raise cane like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen, since I've been down here, I've seen fellas come up to where they was grinding cane.
Hey, Mr. Meyer, where are your home there?
Oh, it's way up the country.
Hmm?
Way up the country. Yeah, we eat sorghum molasses up there.
Hmm.
We don't even bother with this little old cane syrup that you got down here in Georgia.
Hmm.
Yes, I've seen them come up to where they was cooking the syrup and grinding the cane. And they just get them a cup to see and hold it under there, dip down in the barrel, put it under the thing there, and just drink it. Oh, they just drink it cup after cup. Just
cup
love
after
it.
After cup.
Now, I tasted it and it didn't taste.
You didn't like it.
I started too late. And you always had something going on up there.
Yes.
Something always going on up there. So you really had more fun up there than you did after
and
you
I had
moved
down
here.
Uh-huh.
But you wasn't up there long.
That's right. Oh, you see, I was up. I stayed up there 4 years up there.
And then you stayed over there on the other road for a couple of years.
Yes. I moved from there, way back across there, and stayed 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how Robert Williams lived.
Yeah.
I used to live over there on that place.
All them houses is gone now.
All gone. I ain't been back over there. And I don't know when. I know it won't look like the same place.
No, I was back over there once or twice, used to, when I was looking around. And I remember you go right on past Robert Williams. There's a lane, a road.
That's right.
There.
That's right.
And there was a nice, good sized dwelling house back there. But it was just as bare. Nobody living there. And, I don't know, it may even be gone now. They hadn't kept it up, you know. Yeah, when you think of all the nice dwelling houses, it's just been left.
Well, it ain't nothing now like it used to be,
nothing.
Mr. Martin.
Yeah.
Everything has changed.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Just take her in with us and let her get good and hot up at Gainesville.
I got to go home now.
You know, the climate's a little different up there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're dressed.
Well, I just moved around a little bit here.
You go ahead and take my daddy home.
All right.
And I'll get my stuff together and we'll run home, yeah.
We don't like to think about having to go in. We'd rather stay out here.
I know he do.
Well, I sort of like it out here too, Miss Daisy. I tell you, I've got some extra milk. Do you use milk?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid it's gonna run if I don't. These are fresh cooked beans. I tell you, they need to be boiled. Just let them
warm.
Do more than warm them. Boil them. Because they're all right. But I boil them for about a minute or two.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Give me a bag to put it in.
I sure will. And then if they don't use it all, you got it on your hands. You sure have. Well, I'll get my bag and then I'll take you to run you home.
Well, David, after you come down here, you didn't work outdoors anymore.
Me?
Uh-huh.
After I come down?
Yeah.
Come out down here from the junction?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did. I've made many days on the internet farm.
You did most of the housework after you come down here.
Well, I worked on the farm a long time before I went to the house.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pick beans, whole tomatoes, whole squash, whole whatever they was hoeing, whatever they was doing, I done some of that for a long time. I was on the farm a long time before I went to the house up there.
Well, well, there was still plenty of that farm work, outdoor work to do.
Yes. But you see, it ain't so much farm work now.
No, but yeah. I mean, after you, how'd you, there's plenty to do, though, after you quit it.
Yes, it's here, but you see, after I quit, well, you see, it wasn't long, so long after I went to the house. So, there was no farm for the women to do. You see, they started cutting the farms off long time. And fixing ranches and preparing for cows and things like that. Yes, sir.
That was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
by me being working some at the house when they finished up the farm.
Yeah.
Well, then I had a job where you see it got to where nobody didn't want to work on the farm Everybody wanted to go to town. Most of the lots of folks, they quit and went to town to get jobs. And after it started, so much work up there, so many new buildings and so much going on up there. Well, then, nobody didn't want to work on the farm.
Yeah.
Now, Richardson, where he used to have 10 and 12 men, he ain't got but two. Now.
Is that right? 10 and 12 men steady.
That's right. They went to the city. Yeah. After they see them leaving, well, then they done just what I'd have done if I was here. I'd have started me a farm, I could take care of myself.
Yeah.
A ranch.
Yeah.
And they make about as much off their ranch as they were making off the crop.
It was the way it got to be. They're losing money on the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to, had to quit. And then nobody wanted to work out there anyhow.
No, nobody wanted to work. They didn't want to work.
You know, that's hard to realize. That goes back to World War II, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. About when did you start working, let me see, for Miss Lois? Was that was way before. That was before Joe was born.
Yes, sir. That was before Joe was born. I was there a good while before Joe come.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Before Joe come.
Or more than that.
Might have been more. I didn't exactly keep up with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know I was there before he come.
Yeah.
And you got you, I had been there a long time.
I
asked her sometime.
But you see,
what year did they remodel the house? I was there a long time before they done that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, I used to work there some for another family that lived there before they got it.
Yeah.
Before Leroy got it.
Yeah.
That was before he married.
But you see, still, Faye, Miss Daisy had more fun while she was living up on the, at the junction. And she had more fun talking about it.
Yeah.
Than anything else she's talking about over here.
That's right.
So.
Well, you see, I think about how much fun I had then, back there now. And then I think about now. You can't have much fun now. Well, y'all ain't ready to go, but I better go.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'll take you. Come get you early, but keep you late.
Well, it's not late.
Well, we just spend the morning if we didn't have to go. If we didn't have to go to town, we just stay and have lunch.
That's right.
Spend the day.
You've got to go away.
Well, now that's the end of the visit and the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of the visit on this Thursday, the 10th of September, 1970, and the end of Channel 2 Right. That's almost two channels. Channel 1 over, almost all of it, and Channel 2 Right. And that's the end of the visit with Miss Daisy on Thursday morning, a little earlier than usual, 10th of September, 1970, and the end of Channel 2 Right. That's the end of this nice, quiet, rather long, almost 2 hours visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, 10th of September, 1970, and the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, 10th of September, 1970.